Hi, this is Nadine Dietz, host of CMO Moves. I just wanted to take a quick moment to say thanks so much for stopping by today and to give you a quick overview on what to expect. CMO Moves is all about game-changing leaders, their incredible journeys, the moves that they've made, and most importantly, their personal stories of how they got to be the leaders of some of the world's most exciting brands. I hope you'll enjoy their stories as much as I do and take away a few tips and some inspiration for your day. Enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to CMO Moves. I am so excited today because I have Eric Toda with me. It's a very, very big day because he just announced from Gap headquarters that they are launching a brand new brand, and Eric is the head of marketing. Eric, hi, and welcome to the show.
Excited to be here. Thanks for welcoming me, Nadine.
I am so excited. You know, when I actually met you a year ago now, almost, I knew you were up to something really, really big. And you said, I can't tell you, it's a secret. And I was like, what's the secret? I hate not knowing the secret. So tell us about this secret. What have you been working on for a year?
Yeah. So for the past year, I've been at Gap Inc. I left Airbnb. And to be honest with you, I had no intentions of leaving Airbnb. We're doing great work. I had an amazing team of some of the best talent I've ever worked with. But the Gap and Gap Inc. approached me with a pretty unique opportunity to do two things, to learn, but most importantly, to build. And so today, when this launches, we would have announced a new brand, a new company for Gap Inc. And that brand and company is called Hill City. We built it around a year ago. And for the past year, we've been building on it. So we've been building the marketing. We've been building the product. We've been building the values, and most importantly, the soul. And I think that when you listen to this, this will be launch day. And this is probably one of the prouder moments of my career, maybe even life, just because I've put a ton of heart and soul into this while not being able to tell anybody about what I've been doing. And so I'm really excited to finally say Hill City is live, and Hill City is a brand that we created a year ago.
Wow. Okay. I'm so excited. Like, I'm beaming over here because I'm so proud of you. And I've been dying to know what this was for so long. And you said, I can't tell you. And now the day is here. I get to hear about it. And I'm so honored that I get to share your news today alongside of you. So show me this logo. I can see your sweater.
So the logo I'm wearing is called the Flash, the forward-leaning slash. It's supposed to represent progress up and to the right. And Hill City is the brand. And that's what the company's called. The Flash and Hill City means a lot to me. And the reason is because my whole background has been pretty much in tech. And so to be able to create a tangible and physical product that a stranger that I'll see, you know, very soon wearing it, wearing the logo, talking about Hill City, and me not even asking them to do that is very much like having a child, which I did earlier this year. I have the same amount of pride. I have the same amount of feeling and love for it that I just haven't had in my entire career. And so you'll see the Flash everywhere, but you'll also see Hill City everywhere as well.
Oh, I love it. Oh my gosh. I'm conflicted now because when I first met you, just what you just said just brought me back. You said, Nadine, I was becoming a dad this year and I had to make a decision on the fact that I need to be a dad. And it impacted your career decisions. And I'm going to tease that because we're going to hold that because I want to keep talking about Hill City, but sure. Your story is so beautiful. I want you to share that later, okay?
Okay.
So Hill City, let's keep going. Tell me about this. So you came into the Gap and they said, we're working on this super secret brand. We want you to lead it. What did you do first?
The first thing that we did, and this was about 2 days after I left Airbnb. I wasn't even an official employee yet at Gap, but I was really invested in it already. We came in. It was me and my head of creative, and it was the first day we've ever met. And we sat in a conference room just like this, completely empty, with just a bunch of post-it notes and a pen. And my boss, Noah Palmer, he asked, it's like, all right, we have to create the brand today. We have to create why we're doing this and the purpose. And you guys have 2 days to do this because I have to start talking about it with leadership. Calvin, my head of creative, he looks at me and he's like, all right, let's get to work. So for 48 hours, we sat in the conference room and really decided what the brand was and what it wanted to represent. And what we came down to it was we wanted it to represent a set of beliefs that we have. We wanted it to represent us as the customer because we wanted to build it for us first and then find people that it resonates with. And so the first thing that we did was choose on the name Hill City. And Hill City represents San Francisco, sure, but it also represents the line, the entire collection that we have. It isn't just for outdoors. It isn't just for urban or workwear, but it's both. And that juxtaposition of San Francisco having a major metropolis and 20 minutes away from San Francisco is Mount Tamalpais, represents Hill City. It represents the outdoors and the urban environment within one locale. And we loved that because it also represented our line. You don't have to be fully outdoors. You don't have to be fully active. You don't have to be fully workwear. You could be all those things. And to be honest with you, when we created Hill City, we were like, well, what are all those things? We're that. Like, I don't just go hiking. I also go running, but I also, you know, come to work and I dress a certain way. But the problem that we found was that every time you go between those verticals, outdoor, active, work, you're always changing clothes and you're always being compartmentalized into these verticals. And so we wanted Hill City to represent the horizontal plane, your entire life, the versatility of that. And we wanted to redefine what that meant to be a modern man, a new guy in this era. And that's what the flash represents, is that progress, that up and to the right. How are we always building on something? How are we always building on the brand? And how are we always pushing ourselves to be better into the future?
Okay, I have to admit, I'm a little bit jealous because I would like a women's line next, please. Or I'm going to have to borrow your sweatshirt because it's very cool looking. And I love what you just said because, you know, I lived in San Francisco for almost 20 years, but I've been on top of Mount Tam and I've been in the city. And you're right, you know, like it's a cool culture and lifestyle that I love what you're building because it represents that versatility. So now you can wear that anywhere. Is that the point?
That is the point. And I think too, if you want to look at what the brand represents, what we created in that room was also an evolved version of what we wanted marketing to look like. I think that for us, we looked at the previous brands of yesterday as they tend to have messages that prey on a little bit of insecurities, what you don't have, which is why you should buy this. And brands of today, what they really represent are engaging and listening. And that's what I think consumers and customers and communities alike really expect from brands. And so what we wanted our marketing to represent is not what you're not, and not what you don't have, but rather what would you want to see from Hill City? And how do we create a community of your feedback and your input so we create a brand with you versus create a brand for you? And that's a big notion to make, just because for a retail brand to say, hey, we're going to co-create our entire line with you, is pretty foreign. And so we're going to build out a community that provides us feedback and input because we want to build a brand that actually listens to you and builds for you.
Okay. All right. Now you're really touching on a bunch of things here. So that's very, very cool. Your background is Facebook and Snapchat and Airbnb. So I think you know a couple things about community building, right?
Just a little bit. I think I've always had this belief. And the belief is that we come to this planet alone and we search for our tribes and then we leave. Life is really that short and simple. And we need to make it worthwhile. If you bring something that builds people together, you could build a community. And if you build and strengthen that community, and that in turn, that community becomes a brand, you win. That's it. It's just make it worthwhile. And I've always been a big believer of that, whether I was at Facebook, whether I was at Snapchat, and more so even at Airbnb. It's how do you build a community versus just a product? How do you build a community that feels as if they're part of something much larger than themselves? And so I think that philosophy is what we're putting into a retail space in an apparel company. And I think that's super cool.
Okay, so tell me more. How does this work? If I'm part of the community, how do I help influence what you're going to build?
Yeah, absolutely. So normally when you have a traditional retail footprint, you go into the store and people ask you feedback, recommendations, anything like that. Nadine, how did you like that jacket? You may like these pants, you know, next for your next purchase. We don't have any storefronts. We're a completely digital company. And so that same personalization, that same humanity of why you go into a store and you have a relationship with someone in there, we believe that we've achieved it through a chatbot on Facebook Messenger and on Twitter. Now, it doesn't just end with you having a conversation. I want your feedback. And so once you start engaging with that chatbot, it'll ask you if you want to become a wear tester. And we only have 1,000 applications, you know, ready. And so if you're one of the first 1,000, here's what you'll see. You'll go through a series of subjective and objective questions. What do you fancy yourself as? What kind of workouts do you do? All that good stuff. We'll send you one product per season, so long as you give me feedback for free. I'll give you product for free. The only thing that I expect from you, if you're a part of the Wear Tester program, is tell me what you love about the product. Tell me what you don't like about the product. And the reason is that the V1 of our product that we'll be releasing with in mid-October, well, it'll be good. It'll be really, really good. But V2 will be even better because of you. V3 will be even better because of you. And my hope is that you're always a part of us building. You're always a part of us making the product better for you. Not just for us, but for you. So then every time you wear this and every time you see this, you know that it's your brand. You know that you've had a say in everything that we're doing. And so that's happening on 9/20, and I'm excited for people to come in, apply, give us feedback, and we'll start to build a community that way.
That is so cool. And since we are releasing on 9/20, people are going to hear this today, and I'm going to pretend like it's 9/20. I can't wait to do this. So is everything live? Is everything live right now where people can go and check it out?
On launch day, on the announcement day, all of our social platforms will be live. If you go to hillcity.com today, you'll see a splash page where you can enter your email for more information to sign up. And then our full website goes live in mid-October.
That is so cool. All right. So I'm going to go check it out for sure. And I love the concept. So, okay, I want to go deeper in a couple areas. Two things. One, you mentioned AI and chatbots. And okay, my ears perk up. I want to know a little bit more about why you decided to go that route. But also, you mentioned you're a full digital platform. Everything is integrated digitally. You don't have any storefronts. Tell me a little bit of how you approach the build out of this new digital team.
Yeah, totally. This is really important to me just because I'm from a predominantly digital background, actually all digital background. And I've always had these ideas, no matter what company I was with. And what I really want to show with Hill City is this is what it looks like when you have a head of marketing, a head of creative that have digital backgrounds that you green light almost everything they say. And the reason is because if I'm a social media marketer in a Fortune 500 brand, I have so many ideas of how I want to do something and how I want the brand to come to life. Maybe you get 20% of that out into the world. If I'm a digital marketer that's in a tech company and I'm pitching all my ideas of how we can bring this brand to life over digital, maybe the idea that's shown up is about 80% from what I envisioned. Hill City represents what happens when you fully support, you give a green light to digital marketers to say, if you were to do this, if you were to build this today, what does it look like? And that's why we tapped into artificial intelligence, because we're a small team. We need to automate a lot of our processes, but also we want to start building a personalization engine that can communicate you on a one-to-one basis. In one of your previous podcasts with Musa, he said the future of marketing is one-to-one, and no one's really figured that out yet. And people are trying really hard. And I think using Messenger, I think using text, I think using DM is a way that you can get to one-to-one a lot quicker. Is it going to be perfect? Absolutely not. That doesn't mean I'm not willing to experiment. And I want to experiment. I want to learn more, and I want to continue to fine-tune that one-to-one messaging. So every time you speak to Hill City over these platforms, no matter if it's midnight, no matter if you're in another country, I want you to feel as if you're having a conversation with me, my head of creative, our head of the brand, and we're just giving you recommendations. We're giving you the inspiration that you need, and we're tailoring every message to you because we have certain amounts of information about you.
That is so cool. All right. So we've been having fun teasing and saying it's 9:20 today, but it actually isn't. Today is 9:14. So we're going to have to like do a lot to get your podcast right out there. So it's there front and center. And I can't wait to do that. 6 days away. Yes. But yesterday, Seth Farbman announced that he was leaving Spotify. Mm-hmm. And why I'm thinking about that is you are exactly what Seth would describe as the future of marketing. Authentic, community-driven, honest, brave, all these qualities that I admire about Seth, I see in you. And what I think is amazing about this brand is you're giving consumers an opportunity to not only provide input, but I hope this is true, they're also going to have a lot of forgiveness because they know you guys are trying really hard to build this brand for them. And yeah. So I love that approach. And I know, I just know it's going to be amazing because you're such a strong voice on social media. People love to hear what you say. You're truly authentic. And I can see it in your face. You are so proud of this brand. So I love it.
I am. And Seth, if you're listening to this, I'm a huge fan of what you do. And I look forward to seeing what you do in the future. I just want to make sure I got that shout out in.
Yeah, I will definitely. I'll tell you what, I'll track him down somehow and say, Seth, watch this.
Please.
So hats off to you. That is so cool. We're going to be unfortunately running short on time. So I want to ask you a few more questions. Okay. And then if we have time, I'm going to come back and circle back. But I want to ask you about you. I love this brand. I'm going to see it. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to go up there. I'm going to be part of your community because I want to see it grow. So I'm going to check in with you in a few months and we're going to see how things are going. Okay. We're going to do round two.
Awesome.
Let's talk about you for a second though. I remember it was a very funny day. I was having I don't even know if I should admit this. I had a girls' night out sort of soiree. Nice. And we had like maybe 15 women and we had two invited guests, Antonio Lucio and Jonathan Mildenhall were... They're honorary club members.
That's a dangerous group.
That was even more dangerous because Andrea Millard was there. And
that was now even more dangerous.
So dangerous. So Andrea is sitting there and Jonathan is sitting right across from her. And I'm looking at these two and I said, wait a minute. Eric Toda, I just saw he posted something last week about Athleta. Wait, but he works for Airbnb. So I look at both of them like, hey, what's going on with Eric Toda? And they both started laughing. And Andrea's like, I stole him. And I was like, oh, wow. So how did that happen?
It's a very interesting story. I think I mentioned before, I had no intention of leaving Airbnb. I loved what we were doing and I loved working with Jonathan. I felt like we were doing the best work of our careers there. Just hit after hit, from Super Bowl to, you know, helping refugees. It was some of the most meaningful work I've ever done in my life. But it got to the point where we were building so much and now we were maintaining a lot. And Andrea came to me and she said, listen, you're doing amazing stuff. You probably are not going to leave Airbnb, but there's an opportunity here for you to build something from the ground up, from zero. That means you do everything for a little bit. And then she got my attention. And what she described to me was Hill City. And what I saw outside of building Hill City was the ability to learn. I've been in tech my entire career, pretty much my entire career. But a lot of the companies I've worked for haven't been around for over 10 years. That means they haven't really faced a lot of the hardships and ups and downs that traditional companies have. And I want to be an amazing marketer. I want to be best in class one day. I don't call myself a CMO because I'm not. I feel like I need to earn that. That, and I don't think people would take me seriously because I still get carded. But the only way I'm going to become a great marketer is if I learn. And Gap Inc. has some of the best CMOs ever, with Jamie Gersh over at Old Navy, Andrea Mallard here at Athleta, Mary over at Banana Republic. But these CMOs have lived through years of ups and downs, and these companies have lived through years of ups and downs, economic hardships, different presidential administrations. And the way that these brands have outlasted is something that I want to know. I want to know because eventually I want to be able to say, if I'm a CMO of a company, here's how you get out of this situation. Here's how you augment the brand to a recession. Here's how you bring the brand on a bigger stage with a different presidential administration. Those types of learnings I just wouldn't have in a tech company. And it was really interesting to me to come to a Fortune 200 to learn not just from one CMO, but from four. And that's so cool to me. It's like getting a master's in marketing every single day because I have close ties with them.
Wow. Okay. So that is very exciting. One of the things you said to me right as this shift was happening is a really important personal factor in your decision, your child. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the decision process you were going through at that time.
Yeah. And I apologize if I do get emotional during this part because I love my son. Being a father is extremely important to me. And when you're in a tech company, everything is moving so fast. You're building always. It's a 24/7, 365 job, like no joke. And you're always on call. And the type of father that I wanted to be was one that's present. It's one that's there. It's one that doesn't miss any doctor's appointments. Always there for the first laugh, the first time he crawls, any of that stuff. And so I needed to find a better balance. And one of the things that Gap Inc. prides itself on is families. And so they gave me the opportunity to have balance, have flexibility while I was building this company with the other guys and girls to bring it to life, but also be a father. I found the balance, and that balance is something that is priceless. I'll never forget. And that's why I owe a lot of gratitude to Gap Inc., to all the other brands here for letting me be a father, but also letting me build Hill City.
Wow. Brilliant choice. I love it. Inspirational. Thank you for sharing. Let's take one more step back.
Okay.
Because you were at two really cool, fun social media brands,
yes.
Snapchat and Facebook. How did you go from there into Airbnb? Like, how was your decision at that point?
The decision is pretty easy when Jonathan Mildenhall is doing the recruiting.
Okay. All right. That's like two-word answer. Jonathan Mildenhall. Got it.
Yeah. And it's pretty hard. It's pretty hard to say no to that guy. The first time I ever met him, he gave me a big hug. He asked me one question. What would you do if I gave you the keys tomorrow? And that was our entire interview. That was it. That was the recruiting pitch. He's like, what would you do? And I just went on this long creative spin of, here's what I want to see. Here's what I want the brand to represent. And here's how I see it coming to life in the physical space and the digital space. And if we ever have a Super Bowl spot, here's what I want to see from it. And he didn't say anything to me. He just stared at me directly in the eyes. And then he cracked a smile. Because at that point, I was like, well, I didn't get the job. He cracked a smile. And then he gave me a hug and then a huge kiss on the cheek. And he's like, I'm an impulsive guy. I think you're our guy. You're our guy. And so it was his recruiting. It was Peter Georgi, who is now the CMO of Celebrity Cruise Lines. It was his recruiting. And it's hard to say no when you have the opportunity to work with incredible, incredible people. So that's how it really came to life.
That's so awesome. Oh my gosh. Okay. Wow. I want to ask you so many questions about Airbnb, but I want to find out from you again, from your point of view. You've accomplished so much. And yeah, it looks like you still need to be carded. But you're really not, but you've earned your stripes, right? But my goodness, you've done so much. Snapchat, Facebook, Airbnb, now this great, amazing brand. I am certain that a lot of people listening to this podcast would love a tip from you or two on how to think about their careers and how to make choices.
Yeah. The thing is, I've heard that a lot, actually. It's how do you make choices? What goes into your mind when you're thinking about really tough decisions, building an organization, building marketing? And because I've heard that so much, for the past year, I've actually posted my entire strategy on LinkedIn. So if you go to any of the posts I've made for the past year, you'll see what many have considered up to this point very esoteric. But now, I think if you look at Hill City, if you look at some of the other brands that have been part of my career, I've went through all my notes over the past week and started posting the biggest milestones, the biggest decisions that we had to make about hiring, about culture, about building a community. And I have a feeling that I did the right thing by posting my strategy on LinkedIn, because I see a lot of people commenting saying, yes, of course, you need to say this more, or please, like, just keep going. And a lot of them are from digital and social backgrounds. You could see their headlines. They're like head of social or head of digital. And the reason why I did that is because as a former head of digital, as a former head of social, I always wanted my voice heard. And I want to show people again that Hill City is a potential case study, is an example of what it looks like when those people that are commenting, yes, preach, say it again, when those people are empowered and when those people are supported and their ideas are brought to life 100%. And I'm very fortunate that Gap Inc. has given me that green light to build what I felt we needed to build to bring Hill City to life to our consumer today.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Okay, so I can see in the very near future the Eric Toda playbook for survival, building the most secret, coolest brands, right?
Most importantly, survival.
I love it. Hey, I'll volunteer to be your co-author. Okay. Or actually, technically, I would be your ghostwriter because it's all from you, but it would be a good book for you to write. So
one of these days.
Yeah, I think when we have some time, right? Okay, so I've only got a couple more questions for you, Eric, and then I'll let you go because I know you got a big business to go run. Tell me about your CEO.
The first time I met him was during the recruitment, and I originally thought, and this is actually a funny story, I don't think he knows this, but he'll know soon enough.
I'm talking to him later today.
When I met him, I didn't know his role in the brand. You know, I was I stepped out of Airbnb just for a second to go meet with him, and he met with me, and we both sat down. He didn't introduce himself with any title, anything like that. He's extremely humble. And during the entire conversation of a meeting with him, I was trying to figure out, so am I going to report to him or is he reporting to me? How does this work? But that was really special to me because him and I were just jiving. We're just going back and forth about ideas of what a men's brand, of what a retail brand should look like today and tomorrow. And Noah, that's his name, I started realizing has such an amazing background to actually make this come to life in the right way. He's a ex-Major League Soccer player. He played for the Columbus Crew. Before that, he was an all-star world-class goalie for Maryland. And he's a father of two girls that he loves and always talks about them and has amazing stories about them. And as he's telling me about these things, as he's telling me about his life, I started realizing his life and his story just meshes so well with mine. We're from two different worlds. I'm from tech, he's from retail. But if you take those away, what we care about the most is family. And what we care about the most is just doing something that's right, doing something that means something, doing something that has purpose behind it. So what he really encouraged me to do is never think about the product, but think about how people interact with the product, how people interact with the brand, what people want to see from it. And so Noah is an amazing leader. He is he's extremely handsome, which you'll see. but he's one of the best partners and one of the best bosses I've ever had.
Wow. Okay. Well, I am anxious to meet him. I'm going to meet him later this afternoon. So I'm going to ask him to tell me about you. We'll see what he says. No, this will be fun. I'm sure he has nothing but amazing things to say about you. Last question for you.
Yes.
So it sounds like you're living your dream, but
pretty close to it.
Pretty close. But if you weren't doing what you were doing, and you know this is coming, I always ask this question, and you weren't doing what you're doing right now, you weren't, or I should say talent and money were no object, what would you be doing?
So I didn't know this was coming. To be honest with you, I'd want to make something with my hands. I would cook or brew beer, which I do already as a hobby. The reason is because my younger brother, he's a chef, and the type of love and passion that he puts into making food for people, cutting vegetables, making soup, the type of pride that he has for it is so incredible. He's such an inspiration to me. And so I would want to own a restaurant/brewery, have him as my head chef, and I would be his sous chef, just making things with him.
Awesome. And serving your brew, right?
Serving my brew, which it's called Lucky Penny IPA, which is the name of my puppy.
Oh my gosh, that is so cool. I love it. So I'm going to have to give Nuno Tellez a call and let him know that you're brewing beer in your backyard. So Lucky Penny IPA.
Love it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being with me today. I really appreciate you letting us share your story.
No, thank you for having me, Nadine.